Psychic Radio. WYCD.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston.
And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on Psychic Radio, The Sky. And I also have a show right on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. Call in now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And so tonight's topic is going to be on intuition. There are primarily four different types of intuition or ways that we intuit information. The most common is clairvoyancy. Clairvoyance is the ability to see physically outside. So there are a lot of people, when they say that they see things, they may see ghosts, apparitions, they may see, you know, energy. They see things on a physical outside. And sometimes that can be a little scary. But they also, clairvoyants also see within themselves. So they see on their third eye screen what they're intuiting. So they're able to see things in symbolically, which is, you know, really, this is probably the most common. Most people, when they think of somebody who's intuitive or psychic, they're thinking of clairvoyant. They're thinking of someone that can see. Another one that's also very, very common is clairaudient, and that's the ability to hear. Again, it can be sometimes hearing physically outside and also within. So some people say that they hear ghosts talking, like they are talking outside of themselves, having a conversation like everyone else does. And some people say that they, you know, hear it within their mind or within their heart or wherever it is that they connect with. So clairaudience is a way of, you know, intuiting through hearing. And then there's clairsentient. And very recently I heard this as clairsensual. And clairsentient really is using feelings. Sometimes the feelings are actually in the body, so we get tinglings. A friend of mine often calls this truth bumps. A medical intuitive, as example, may feel within their body what is going on with someone else, or when you are within your body, you know, you're doing some type of energy work on someone. You can also sometimes feel what's going on and the energy that they're feeling, you feel inside yourself. So you may correspond with a sore back. You may, when you start doing work on them, or a medical intuitive may feel that their back is sore. They can identify and go in closer to find out what's going on. Typically there are memories, et cetera, that could help you understand, you know, what these feelings are all about. People, you know, they often say when they're clairsentient that they feel things. They produce memories that made you feel a certain way. So you may, if you're clairsentient, you're working on somebody or you're talking with somebody, a memory may come up, and that memory may not make any sense to what you're talking about. But if you talk about that memory, it may be symbolic to them about something that they're going through or something that they're feeling, and that's how your intuition works. You also, the symbols you get, they can be done in a certain way, but you're either for you or for the other person. And a symbol is something that, such as an object, picture, written word or sound, or particular mark that represents something else by association, resemblance, or convention. And the last one that is, you know, clairsentient is not as common, although most of the kids coming out these days are clairsentient, or they're claircognizant. And claircognizance has to do with knowing. And it seems like you get a download within you where you seem to just know what you're to do, what happened. It's never something that's logical, but it's usually very clear. And so typically claircognizance is about, you know, just happening to know the answer. You go through something and you just feel like you know what's going on with that person, or you know what's going on with yourself, and you work through it in that way. So how do you know which is your predominant sense? You know, it's really how you learn. And, you know, if you took any type of NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, you learn you learn in specific ways. School teaches you to either learn by seeing, because they write it down on the board, or because you've been given books to read. So they learn, you learn clairvoyantly through seeing, or you learn through hearing, and that's because they're teaching a lecture up at the front of the class. So although this is probably the majority of people, it certainly was in the past. And that's why, you know, our education system was effective for a certain group of people. Unfortunately, that is why it is failing a lot of the kids now. And that's because most kids these days are not clairvoyant or clairaudient. They're either clairsentient, which they're feeling and getting expressed body emotions, or they're claircognizance, which is they learn through really a download. They're knowing. It's them connecting with their divine self and connecting with the collective unconscious and actually just knowing. That doesn't necessarily help these kids learn some of the information that the school system teaches, because it really doesn't necessarily impact their lives. So it's not necessarily something that they need to know. So that's why a lot of the kids are struggling. But it's also very important for us to understand as we're trying to build our intuition, because intuition is extremely important in our growth and development. And as we're learning to grow, making those connections and understanding is very important. And the more you connect in with yourself, the more you can get quiet and silent and then use your predominant senses. And sometimes you will find that you have more than one. Like, I use both clairsentient and claircognizance. And often people that are clairvoyant may also be clairaudient. So it's really a matter of learning your predominant sense, because that's the most important one. That's the one we do learn from. And it is the one that assists us predominantly when we're trying to intuit, but we can go through and work through more. Other people, and there are a lot of them out there, suggest that, you know, intuition is using your five senses to intuit information. This is a good thing to do before starting any intuition session with somebody. You do a body scan on yourself, see what you're feeling, seeing, hearing, smelling, and tasting, and, you know, just know what is yours. So, you know, before you connect in with that other person or before you do a reading for somebody, you just connect in with yourself and figure out, you know, what are your senses picking up? And typically, as long as you haven't connected in with that person, typically the senses that you're picking up are your own. And it's your own feelings, seeing, hearing, smelling, and tasting. And then, so you get, once you have that picture, then when you start doing intuition in with the other person, and then the things that come up for you then are typically for the other person, not for you. Once you start, you should learn to discriminate which is yours, and you will pick up things like synchronicities that are both for you and the other person. Typically when we start, a lot of the times what we pick up that is ours, or pick up that are memories of ours, are often relevant for both the client that you're reading and for yourself. The other two senses are becoming something that people are aware of these days, and that is smell and taste. Smell and taste, obviously, are slightly different, but we use those as memories, associations, and symbols when we're intuiting, which we actually do pretty much the entire time, but all of our senses use memories, associations, and symbols. But when you have smell or taste, like sometimes when you're doing a reading or you're connecting it with someone, even, you know, when you're talking to someone, you may have a smell of something, like a smell of cookies. And to you, cookies may represent safety and love as a child. To someone else, it may mean something completely different, but you know, that's where our memories, associations, and symbols become really important to us, because we need to figure out, you know, what is ours? What does it mean to us? What will it mean to the other person? We can't really know. The only way we can really know is by giving our intuitive senses to that person. So when a memory comes up, and a memory, whether it's negative or positive, and we talk to them about that memory and ask them what that means to them, they may have a completely different perception of what that means to them. And so it's really important to understand, you know, why these things happen. Like, you may be, you know, talking with somebody and, you know, out of the corner of your eye, you may see something that happens. You may see, you know, a bird fly by, and because it caught your attention, it may either mean something to you or it may mean something to them. And depending on what the bird is, depending on, you know, the symbol, it may mean something, you know, very unique and different to each of you. So if you're working with someone and a certain memory comes up about yourself, they, you know, it's either positive, negative, or neutral. And, you know, it allows you to connect with the person because it's another similar feeling and association. So associations, really, when you think of this, it reminds you of something. We do associations a lot. So if you're, you know, you're doing an intuition reading for somebody and, you know, something comes up, we may associate that with something else. And as soon as we do that, you know, that's our intuition working for us, or maybe, you know, to express that to someone else so that they understand it. But it's really everything that we do, if we're connected, can allow us to use our intuition, whether we're talking with somebody, whether we're walking down a street and we need to project energy. You know, this all becomes important in our own progress and the evolution of the planet. Symbols. This is when we're talking and something comes up that is symbolic for them, like a picture of a sun. To me, you know, that might bring up feelings of warmth. It might make me think of a vacation. To them, it might mean clarity. So you need to ask what the symbol means to them. And, you know, all of this becomes really important while we're trying to understand and build our intuition. But how do we build our intuition? You know, the biggest area that we have to look at is through trust and practice. Because, you know, because I'm not the traditional intuitive, I'm not clairvoyant or clairaudient, I had to learn to develop my skills. I was clairsentient, and I've been clairsentient my whole life. But as a child, I learned how to suppress it because it was very intrusive. People don't like you to know what they're feeling. And I didn't really understand that at the time. As a child, I didn't understand that this isn't how everybody intuited it. I didn't understand that this wasn't normal, that everybody was able to feel and understand what people were going through. But people get quite upset. And so I learned how to repress that. Besides, also as a child, we don't quite have the same discernment and we don't quite have the same grace in dealing with situations. And actually, probably as I got older, I also didn't have the same grace, but I have learned that, learned grace and learned compassion when dealing with clairsentience, because it is intrusive. It connects in with somebody's, you know, deeper, more intimate feelings, and it can be quite challenging for the person to know such intimate details about someone. So later, as I relearned it, I needed to know when it was okay. So I created boundaries. I created the boundaries as a child because I completely repressed it. So for me, creating those boundaries was quite easy. And the boundaries are really, you know, so you're not intuiting information without the person's permission and invading their privacy. And since I did that as a child, I became very sensitive to the fact that people weren't really crazy about me knowing this information. And as a result, I learned how to create those boundaries. Now, a lot of people, when their skills open up to them, a lot of times they have no clue what is going on. And, you know, they don't know how to create boundaries at all. And so boundaries, you know, when people ask me how I do it, it's really difficult for me to say because I did it at such a young age that I really don't know. But what I do know is that right now, unless somebody asks me and gives me their permission, I don't intuit any information. I can walk by people. Sometimes I'll feel if somebody's really heavy and, you know, has a lot of sadness or, you know, something that I may be going through, I may feel from somebody else. But typically, you know, I don't. I also feel a lot of darkness when people have a lot of darkness around them. But other than that, I don't actually go in and try and figure out what it is or try and work with them. I just am aware that sometimes those feelings are there. And I'm also aware sometimes when people are also very excited and happy. So it is best, though, to make sure that when you are going to intuit information for somebody, that you have their permission. And you don't open up to someone unless you're asked. And that's really what boundaries are all about. And again, I have no idea. All I know is I learned it, you know, when I was a child. And that's really how I've developed that. And I guess it's by being clear that it was disrespectful for me. And by knowing how people responded, it made me not want to hurt other people in that way or react in that way so that that they knew that I understood. So I just learned how to shut it down. You know, while you're starting to build your intuition, I recommend, you know, one of the books that was absolutely the most beneficial for me was Laura Day's Practical Intuition. And it has a lot of tips and techniques. And her newest book, which is very cute, and I've done an interview with her, is How to Rule the World from Your Couch. And, you know, she also gives a lot of techniques and tips, but to me that was instrumental in learning how I was intuitive, and because it was so different, especially at that time, you know, almost 20 years ago, most people didn't even know what clairsentient was. Most people only knew what clairaudience and clairvoyance was. So there was a lot of information that I needed to understand about myself, and certainly this is a book that assists, because she just was, to her, intuition is just a skill you develop. It has nothing spiritual about it, although I think she's developed, gone more into the spiritual essence. But, you know, she was used as a guinea pig, as somebody who was very psychic. And often that was how she, you know, how she just sees life. So we're going to break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul on Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Join Savannah for Soul's Journey with Savannah, nights from 10 to midnight Eastern. Savannah is an internationally renowned psychic medium. Savannah uses her mediumship abilities as well as powerful clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient skills in all of her readings. The wife of a New York City detective, mother of three, and psychic advisor makes for an eventful yet relatable life. And she will share that with all of you each Friday night, along with some interesting guests and powerful psychic readings for the listening audience. Soul's Journey with Savannah, Fridays from 10 to midnight Eastern on Psychic Radio, Now the Sky. Listen in Boston on 98.5 HD3, Detroit on 99.5 HD3, and Seattle on 96.5 HD3. Online at newskyradio.com, AOL Radio, and Yahoo Launchcast. The Sky, New Horizons, No Boundaries. Powered by CBS Radio.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together. Try to love one another, right?
the one that left us here returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people, now smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people, now smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
CBS Radio The Sky and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes and are not responsible for choices and decisions made as a result of such advice or other information offered.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Got myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive with your host, Lori Houston, clearing a path to divine consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at your relationships, from our relationship with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this in a weekly show Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to join me and call in your questions that I will answer each week live and intuitively at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or our live chat feature that allows you to immediately send your questions to me during the program. This week, actually, on intuitivesoul.com, I will have a two-for-one special on all my readings for the holidays. You can keep them both or you can give them away, but you must be a registered guest. I look forward to hearing from you. So before the break, we were talking about the different types of intuition and how they sort of relate with us and how to start building that intuition, you know, beginning first with trust. And then we go to practice. You know, it's incredibly important that we practice and practice and practice, you know, whatever it is that we're drawn to. Intuition is a skill. It's something we're born with. It's something we all have. But to develop it is like anything else. We need to practice. We need to allow it to open up. We need to trust it. We need to have patience. And we need to allow it to grow. So for me, when I was first starting, I actually used tarot. And tarot for me is a great tool because, one, it's so full of symbolism that I just adore it. Plus, it also is a way for me to be very unintrusive into somebody's energy as clairsentient, because I can know very intimate details and what they're feeling. Again, not everybody wants that to happen. So with tarot, I don't have to go so deep. I can actually just use the cards, and the cards often reflect, you know, what they're going through. And I use my intuition on myself, so any intuition that I get from feelings that I have or memories that I have or symbols that I have to assist the other person to understand what they're going through. So I use the right because each card is just full of symbolism. Each one tells a story. Many of the decks for the minor arcana use just the number and the suit, which is the hearts, wands, pentacles, and swords, and there are a few other names that go with them. And so then if you get a deck like that, then you want to learn what you want to learn numerology, and you want to learn what the different suits mean to you, the seasons, the elements, etc. And so that when you use that, you can tell the story. But I recommend, you know, using a deck that the minor arcana actually have pictures and symbolisms instead of just the suits and numerology, that they actually, there's a story. And Rider-Waite is really good for that. You also get to learn a lot about symbolism and what it means to you. And, you know, suggest not to read the book at the beginning. You know, typically when you buy a deck, it will come with a little booklet or it'll come with a full book. And my recommendation to you is first not to look at the book. To, you know, take each card, look at it deeply. You can meditate with it for 10 minutes, especially the major arcana, so that you can connect in with each card and understand what each card means to you. So not so much what it means to others, but what it means to you. And that becomes really important when we're looking at our intuition, because our intuition often, you know, it really has a lot more to do with ourselves than it does the other person. How we intuit the information, how we see the symbolism on the cards. And it's really, you know, it assists us to go much deeper in understanding what they're going through. So for those of you that don't know what the major or minor arcana is, you know, I always start with the major arcana, and that's, you know, it's the journey of the fool, really. It begins with zero, which is the fool, and it goes to 21, which is the world. And this is where the fool, you know, begins again and opens up with new possibilities. And it's really, you know, a wonderful journey. The major arcana typically has to do with the bigger things in life that are part of our growth. So karma, spirituality, building, you know, rebuilding our foundations, transformations. And the minor arcana are really, you know, the four suits, as I mentioned before. And, you know, it's really about everyday occurrences that happen to us. So, you know, it can be about relationships and moves, careers, jobs, you know, travel, and, you know, everything else that comes up, health. And, you know, in the future, I will probably do a show on tarot, because I know that that's very interesting to a lot of people. But once you meditate on each card and decide what they mean to you, then go to the book and, you know, see how much your intuition plays a part in what the book tells you. And, you know, if you have huge discrepancies of what the book says, don't go by what the book says. Go by your own intuition. It is far more important to you, and it will be what you remember far more. Unless you know, do readings several times a day, you will remember your own intuition much clearer than you will remember what they're telling you it means. And, you know, it doesn't matter what they're telling you it means, because if when you see the sun, to you it means, you know, travel and joy and happiness, or because there's a child on it, it means, you know, this person may be having a child. If that's what it means to you, then that card will come up for you to understand what the client's going through, not for the client. So it's really important how we use our intuition. So in the beginning, you may think, you know, you may think when someone, or you do a reading for someone, that it feels really strange in the beginning, and it feels like you're just making things up. So begin to use your imagination. And that's really where we create things. I mean, think of a child. When a child is, you know, really connected, and they're always divinely connected, you know, they use their imagination. When we use our imagination, it actually does create something that makes sense. It may feel very awkward in the beginning, but it really truly is what the other person's going to want to hear. And, you know, the more you practice this, the more you will discover how really accurate it is for others. But you have to, you know, you have to start trusting in yourself. You have to start practicing this, or, you know, you'll never really truly know unless, you know, you do it for yourself. And, you know, sometimes when we do our own intuition, it becomes a little bit more challenging because we have an agenda. We reach to the questions we're asking. And, you know, then we try to bring in logic and, you know, our minds, and we start thinking, and we start, you know, we start bringing in our stuff. And, you know, that's when you have to really stop and ask for divine guidance, because it really has nothing to do with us. Our intuition is this connection to our divine, whether it's within ourselves or whether it's outside of ourselves. And we use our imagination to create. So it's really important to understand that. What's also very important to understand, and when we do at the beginning, you know, what we find we don't like the most is when others test us. But, you know, we're often the hardest on ourselves, and we often test ourselves even more difficultly than somebody else would test. So what do we do when we're first trying to create something and using our intuition? We say that we want to create $1 million, and that's our first test. And so we often fail at this because it's just too large. It's too far beyond the unconscious mind that we have right now. It's too far behind what we're going through right now to actually imagine creating $1 million. So what we'll do is we'll test ourselves. It won't work because we're not there yet. And then we stop because we feel like, you know, oh, it's not working for us. So we're going to break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul on Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio.
Direct from the stars to your radio. Here's the Psychic Radio Horoscopes.
Bonjour, Alan Newman from Wake Up Call with your astrological forecast for the week of November 22nd. Aries, there's no doubt about it. Power and responsibility are changing hands, and they're taking you along for the journey. When you glance up this week and see the boss and the boss's boss and two guys from the corporate offices, don't sweat it. Taurus, it's humanly impossible to be slightly pregnant, partly married, or a Taurus who tolerates folks who waste their time. Even though you're a constant source of common sense advice, you'll be a wee bit stingy with it this week. You're developing a witty, cerebral way of helping others that's dedicated to saving everyone precious time. Gemini, nobody has a clue how hard we Gemini types work to make things look easy. This week, you'll find yourself unexpectedly thrust into the spotlight, and while it may look like you're finessing it, you'll blend your gift of gab with mucho life experience. Cancer, granted you already have pies and cookies in the freezer for the impending holidays, your clan is scattering to the winds and there'll be fewer faces around the table this year. Amazingly, the farther away your beloveds move, the more likely you are to stay in touch. Geography can't separate you from the people you love. Leo, with Mars just halfway through your sun sign, stress reduction is a must. The next 3 weeks are a cleanup, mop-up, fix-up, hook-up cycle in your career space. People who are impressed with you and your performance are placing you on a short list for the near future. Virgo, okay, so it only happens once or twice a year, but this week, people will actually make an effort to tell you how much your contributions are appreciated. Even in the midst of the group hug, you'll feel as if you're on the outside of the experience, looking in. Libra, now's the perfect time for you to set short-term goals, like lose 10 pounds or sort the Christmas ornaments and donate the ones you no longer need. Saturn's entry into Libra has graced you with a new sense of firm determination. While you'll always be dedicated to your beloveds and their well-being, you're well aware that your present goals are on you and you alone. Scorpio, you're well on the path to making important changes in your life. Just be certain that these are positive changes and not just change for the sake of change. Provided you can park your OCD self and truly live by the laws of magnetism, situations that seem permanently stuck will shift and self-correct overnight. Sagittarius, happy birthday, sugar. Why not stretch your celebration out for the next 3 weeks or so? Since all of your friends don't necessarily like each other, consider a lovely assortment of celebratory lunches, brunches, and small parties. Capricorn, tempted though you may be to help others, this week when they insist upon focusing on minutiae, you'll concentrate upon whatever you need to do and let wobbly people fuss and cluck over nothing. It's as if you have a drama queen alarm that beeps just enough to get your attention. Aquarius, this week begins with the ultimate moon Saturn aspects to your sun sign, so you'll be making firm decisions and smart business moves in the near future. Your decisions will be based upon the common good as usual, but even in your most idealistic mode, you'll be wise enough not to make any promises to others. Pisces, it's necessary for you to pace yourself this week due to your present hot and cold energy cycle. It's a phase where it's so much easier to flirt and go home than to flirt and bring somebody home. Look at this week as a cosmic speed date. A la semaine prochaine. Bon voyage, mes amis.
Your Psychic Radio in HD.
Psychic Radio is now
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to clear a path to divine consciousness. There are three different modalities I use to attain this. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware of your conscious, of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections, help you to realign your true and expressed self, restore balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on Psychic Radio The Sky. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday nights. Call in now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. So before the break, we were talking again about intuition and how we need to practice this. And we also need to, you know, when we're testing ourselves, you know, it's really important to actually see this all like a scientific experiment. Don't actually learn to trust until you can prove it to yourself. So when we try and test ourselves, we use these huge tests, and because we're using, you know, the tests are way too large, we often get frustrated and we stop. So my advice, practice, practice, and more practice. Practice with your friends, your family, acquaintances, work colleagues. They'll love it. And then trust. The biggest problem is that we have not learned to trust anyone or anything because our ego has been driving the car for most of our lives. And trust isn't always easy. You know, what it makes it easier is when we keep a journal. So if you journal about the readings you do for yourself, your dreams, the readings you do for others, and then write down what you intuited. Then go back, you know, a couple months or, you know, years later and see what actually came true. So, you know, treat this like a scientific experiment. Don't just follow trust or faith blindly. Let it prove it to you, because it can. And then it'll get easier for you to trust. With trust, it's something that you also have to build. You build it through self-love and self-acceptance. So learning how to grow and heal our own issues. The clearer you are, the clearer your intuition is going to be, the clearer the connection you have with your own inner divination, the clearer the connection you have with God, your higher self, your guides, the clearer your intuition is going to become. So, you know, it's really about clearing and growing and healing and learning how to love and accept ourselves for who we are. You know, for those of you that don't believe the world is safe, trust is a very difficult thing to build. But we've all learned, you know, not to trust in this world. You know, we don't trust ourselves, especially. We don't trust our family, our partners, our work. And to some, we don't trust God. We feel so separate and alone all the time. And it's probably one of the biggest areas that we need to assist to grow, change our beliefs, and just let go and allow, you know, our intuition to develop. It really is the key to connecting with our inner being. You know, faith is a key to intuition. It goes along with trust, but with faith, it's like surrendering. So you surrender and just know. And that's really what faith is about. And again, you have to be clear. So you have to be clear within yourself, and it requires a lot of self-work. Intention. Intention is hugely important. Intention for ourselves, what we want to achieve out of doing a reading. Intention for our clients, what they want. So, you know, it becomes very important when working with your intuition, you know, to have a clear intent on why and what you're doing and why you're doing this for. And, you know, again, so on yourself and what your client wants. The clearer you are, the clearer you're able to intuit information. The clearer the person you're reading, the clearer you're able to get information coming to you. So it's incredibly important to understand this. And, you know, again, it comes from, you know, knowing what you want. We so often go through this life without being clear about what our intentions are in what we're wanting and needing to experience. So the more clear you are, the better it will be. You know, if you're unclear, your energy's all over the place, and who can focus on that? You can't focus yourself. You can't focus on someone else, and vice versa. And so you can't help anybody if you're unfocused. So you could be having the worst day, but when it comes to, you know, using your intuition, we need to determine what it is and, you know, what information we're getting. So again, start with a body scan. Get clear, get centered, do something like breathing to bring yourself back into alignment with who you are. And then, you know, you're in the now. And when you're in the now, you are able to, you know, have a clearer connection with divine. And really, honestly, it has nothing to do with us. So it really has to do with what we're getting, the hits we're getting, whether, you know, symbolically or feeling or seeing. But we just say it. We don't try to logically understand it. We just let it go and let it come out. And then it's really up to the client that you're doing the reading on to understand what that means, because it's really about what it means to them, not what it means to you. Look at your beliefs and your patterns. Again, it's all about, you know, doing our own work first. And a lot of the times, again, you know, whatever we're working on, a lot of the times you will get a reading that is working on the exact same thing. And, you know, that's, you know, the fun thing about synchronicity and the fun thing about intuition is that they allow us to work through our issues in different ways. And sometimes that's through, you know, bringing someone to us that's going through something very similar. So awareness, again, awareness is, you know, one of the most important things that we can do. It helps in our growth and healing as a society. It brings the synchronicities. If you're not aware, you're never going to be able to see the synchronicities. And synchronicities, you know, are those things that they're events, symbols, people that come into your awareness at the moment that are an answer to a question we have asked. They may appear in music, billboards, while driving, sometimes on your license plate, something you read or something someone says. The definition of synchronicity is the experience of two or more events that are casually unrelated occurring together in a meaningful manner. To count as a synchronicity, the events should be unlikely to occur together by chance. So, you know, we can't see the synchronicities if we're not aware. We can't see those things that we're meant to see or hear or feel if we're not aware of what's going on within ourselves or our body, our perceptions and our thoughts and our feelings. So it's really, again, you know, awareness, awareness, awareness. If we're not aware, we can't be connected. We can't be in a place of peace. We can't allow ourselves to understand our old, outdated programs that we're running. And, you know, it helps in allowing us to become clear. It helps in allowing us to do the work that we're meant to do. And it's all about our own inner work. And intuition is just a way of ourselves using the gifts that come to us that everyone has, and allowing those gifts to assist us in this journey, in this life. So presence, now. How do we stay in the now, and why do we want to be there? You know, it's really important to be in the now, to be focused and practicing our presence, being, you know, active listening, providing space, being just now, instead of, you know, thinking about something that happened in the past or worrying about something that may happen in the future. It's just being here now. And of course, that would be incredibly important as you're doing, you know, your intuitive information. If you are off in your memories, then chances are, one, you may not realize, you know, that those memories may be something that person needs to hear, because often our memories will come up. But if you're in the presence, then when those memories come, then you'll be more aware of what they are and how to relate them to your client, or how to relate them to your intuition, or when you're doing something for yourself and a memory comes up, what that means for you. And so as we focus and we practice presence, you know, it's a way of our awareness and synchronicities going deeper. And it's a way of us being more connected and clearer. When you begin intuition, you know, practice connecting within and to a higher source around you. The biggest mistake probably that we make is that we feel we have to do this journey all on our own. And because we do that, you know, we use our own ego, we use our own mind, we use our own logic to use our intuition. And this just won't happen. It won't allow us the full connection that we're looking for. We don't get our intuition from ourselves. We get it from within. We get it from that being within. Get it from our higher self. So you are listening. We are going to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on Psychic Radio.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now life is giving you a second chance, announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Hold on, hold on.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston. clearing a path to divine consciousness through intuitive counseling, by looking at our relationships, from our relationship with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energies so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this in a weekly show Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to join me and call in your questions that I will answer each week live and intuitively at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or our live chat feature that allows you to immediately send your questions to me during the program. During the holidays season on intuitivesoul.com, I will have a 2-for-1 special on all my readings for the holidays. Keep them both or give them away, but you must be a registered guest. I hope to see you soon. So during the break, before the break, we were talking about intuition and the different ways that we can practice intuition and the keys that are very essential in developing our intuition and becoming more well aware and skilled at creating our intuition. You know, often we really have to do the things that we love and are passionate about, and this helps us understand how our intuition works the best. Our soul often gives us soul urges. Those, you know, when we feel very passionate about something, it's really our soul telling us something intuitively about ourselves, about what we are wanting to do in life. And, you know, the more we practice presence, the more we practice, you know, all of the skills that I've been talking about, the more aware you are, the more you will develop your intuition. And it really, again, is this divine connection to your higher self, to your spirit guides, to God, to your inner self. It's these connections that allow you to grow spiritually as well as evolve as a group, as a mass consciousness, and to create deeper consciousness and awareness within ourselves. Stillness. Again, stillness is similar to presence in that you're in the now, but this is really about focus and attention. And, you know, typically we develop stillness first through meditation, although, you know, we may actually start it through prayer first when we ask the questions and then need to be open to receiving the answers. But it may be first through prayer that we start. And then as we grow and we want to continue developing, we use meditation as a way to make that connection with ourself. And, you know, meditation is that silence within. So it's discovering our own goddess, God, our own higher self, our own source within. Lorraine Rowe claims that it is your local call to God, not your long distance call, where prayer would be, you know, as you're sending your energy out in asking for the information and then being open to receive. So more the long distance one. Meditation is key to creating a connection within yourself. To begin this stillness and greater awareness within yourself, you know, you can do meditation whatever way resonates most with you. And often, depending on how you intuit, may also depend on, you know, the best way you can meditate. So if you're clairvoyant, you know, it may be through visualization. It may be through a guided meditation that gives you visualizations and, you know, creating the visual within yourself. If you're clairaudient, it again could be through music or chanting or also through, you know, a guided meditation. So we may, you know, get a CD. We may listen to it that way. If you're a feeling person, it may be through, you know, how you feel when you're meditating, when you're chanting, when you're saying a mantra. And a mantra is usually a word that represents God and has a connection that's thousands of years old through practice. So there are many, many ways of meditating. Some people do a walking meditation. Some people do, you know, sit in stillness and connect with our breath. Whatever it is that sits and connects and resonates with you is really how you are going to develop. And it's really important for you to understand, you know, your own self. And the more you understand yourself, the deeper and more aware you are in able to creating that safe space for meditation. Connecting with breath is very powerful because, you know, it can allow a visualization, it can allow hearing, it can allow all the senses as you focus and create breath, and it allows you to become very still. So there are different tools that people use. I mentioned the tarot earlier, and tarot certainly is a tool that a lot of people use. But some people also, you know, use pendulums, and pendulums are really cool. The problem with pendulums, though, just so you know, is that our energies can definitely impact them. So if you're attached to an answer, you know, our energy can make that pendulum go the way you need to go. There is no way, one way that a pendulum works. You actually have to ask what a yes answer is, what a no answer is, and what a neutral answer is. So pendulums, you know, some of them come in crystals, some of them come in metals, pick up the energy of a person or can become clouded with energy. So it is important to note that a lot of the metals don't have that same problem. Some people, you know, I recommend, you know, dream work, you know, our nights when we sleep, when we remember our dreams, and to write those down. Those often are great tools for understanding our own intuition and what we're working on at the time. And definitely keeping a journal about your dreams, and as dreams are very symbolic and frequently not premonitions. Some people use crystal balls. Crystals have all sorts of healing energies associated with them. Most of the time, crystals are really to help you focus. And the crystal ball, typically, specifically if it is a clear quartz crystal, is really helping you, you know, focus in on that energy. Candles do the same thing. Having a flame flickering allows you to, you know, get deeper into your own focus. One of the things that I also have learned is asking yourself a blind question. So that would mean, you know, writing down 10 questions, putting them in a box somewhere, picking up one of the questions, not opening it up and looking at it, but just putting it in your hand, and then start intuiting information. That is a very effective way so that our attachment's not involved, and we can give ourselves, you know, more intuitive informations for ourselves, not necessarily for others, although it works for others really well as well. And it is a great tool to start practicing on. Also, before you go to sleep, if you are looking for an answer, you know, ask the question before you go to sleep. When it comes to clarity and questions, you really want to be clear on what the question is and what you are, you know, wanting to achieve or what you're looking for. The clearer you are, the better the question and answer is going to be. So you want to think about how you're going to word the question so that you get the answer you're looking for. Because sometimes we word it in a very, in a negative way. Sometimes we word it, you know, from the past or into the future. You know, it really needs to be in the now. It needs to be very positive so that the answer is clear and we're clear. So that's our show on intuition, intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. Again, I am doing a 2-for-1 special on all my readings for the holidays. You can keep them both or you can give them away. You must be a registered guest to get this special. And I do email and phone consultations, remote healing and clearing for personal, home, and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show right on my site every Thursday night. So this is Intuitive Soul and your host, Lori Houston. This is Psychic Radio powered by CBS.